Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
About a minute to go before we kick off the third quarter here at Mosaic Stadium. Derek Taylor, Luke Mullender with you. Riders with a 10-9 lead thanks to the late field goal. The touchdown from William Powell on the reception has them up 10-9. And the defense keeping red zone opportunities to field goals instead of touchdowns. We mentioned at the time, Montreal would have liked some more points, Luke, and this is exactly why. Two scores, bang, and the Riders have the lead back.
Yeah, again, when you look towards the playoffs as the last third of the season approaches here, it's the teams that cross the ball, the goal line with the ball. Those are the teams that are going to compete for the Grey Cup at the end of the year. It's one thing to get down there and have these nice drives, but if you're all you're doing is kicking field goals, and again, some of the best examples we can use are Winnipeg and Justin Medlock, especially around 2016, 2017. Seemed like Medlock was kicking 24 points worth of field goals, and Winnipeg wasn't doing anything in the playoffs. So, again, big opportunity here for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. They'll start on D.
And, Luke, go ahead. I'm going to say Luke and I are in the broadcast booth, brought to you by McDougal Auctioneers. Search it, watch it, bid on it. Buy it at McDougalBay.com and on the McDougal Bay app. The Riders will start on defense. Alouettes won the toss and deferred, so they will receive. Brett Lowther kicking, going left to right. Alouettes returning, they will go right to left. This will be Quan Bray as he backs up to his 5-yard line. Straight up the field, 15, bends at 20. Behind him at 25, dodged around a tackle. 30, Cam Judge is going to stretch him out and move him out of bounds at the 33-yard line. Judge was getting stiff-armed or face-masked there, and he wants a call that he's not going to get.
28-yard return, and Quan Bray's got an eagle hook on his on the bottom rung of his face mask here at the end. And if I was Cam Judge, I'd be frustrated and want a penalty flag thrown as well.
Yeah, he turned Judge's head, right, as we see it again on the replay. But they let it slide. It'll be first and 10 Alouettes from their own 33-yard line. Tight end and an extra blocking back in there. They send three receivers out to the wide side. Moncrief signaling. He's going to come hard off the edge, trying to get around the tackle. Adams all day in the pocket. Complete to Posey at the 48-yard line. Tackled by Ed Gainey, but a big gain for the Alouettes on their first play of the third quarter.
Yeah, I was going to say they passed up on William Stanback, who had out-leveraged Cam Judge into the flat. That would have been a first down, but instead he comes back to Devere Posey running a crossing route from right to left. First down, Alouettes.
15-yard pickup. This is a nasty receiving core the Alouettes have put together. Quan Bray's their leading receiver. We didn't know his name at the beginning of the year. Devere Posey, everybody knew his name. Eugene Lewis made a name for himself. We've only seen Chris Matthews on a couple of reps, including that big 42-yard catch. Nasty receiving core. Nasty running back Powell across the 50. Up to about the 53, 54-yard line as he pushes the pile for a little extra.
Well, it's a great job by Christian Matt. Again, they're double-teaming the tackle, and Christian Matt gets the double off the double team and then gets a helmet on Cam Judge and gets him moved back a little bit in order for Standback to grind his way for 5 yards.
Second and five, ball just outside the Alouette 53-yard line. Riders doing that thing where they bring a bunch of bodies up to the line. They've been dropping them out in the zones. They'll bring just three here. Swing it out at the 48-yard line for Standback on Judge. Judge does very well to wrap him around the waist. Standback fights forward to the 50 for the first down, but Judge with a nice open field tackle.
Well, Standback's in the flats, and this is a tough ask for anybody in the CFL. One-on-one Standback with about a ton of room. Purifoy comes in late, but again, that was a one-on-one opportunity that Montreal got, and it yielded them a first down on the Rider 50.
Standback, 7 carries for 24 yards in the first quarter. He adds his second reception of the game. Rider 50-yard line, right hash mark. Adam, straight drop, looking across the middle, going deep to the outside for Lewis on Marshall. Did he high point that ball? No, it's knocked out, incomplete. Nick Marshall, what a great job to pry that ball away inside the 15.
Yeah, Nick Marshall with perfect timing. The ball's in the air, and both Marshall and the wide receiver are jumping at the height of the ball, and Marshall gets enough of it just to make sure it's down. And despite the effort, number 87, Eugene Lewis, almost came up with that ball.
He had two hands on it when he hit the ground. Marshall popped it out. Beautiful job to cover and stick with it. Second and 10 from the Rider 50. Three receivers into that short side. Here come four Riders. Screen tipped at the line and incomplete. Was that Micah Johnson with the tip? And it'll be third down.
Yeah, there's two ways to treat a screen when you recognize it. If you think that you're fast enough, you can get up to the quarterback to alter the throw, or you can just run with the running back. Here, Micah Johnson elected to just sprint up to the quarterback, try to get a ball, hand on his on the ball, and Charbel DeBeer, the rookie, also read it, could have had an interception, but the Riders are fine with Bede punting.
Two big plays for Micah turned second downs into third downs. Beautifully done by him. Bede plus territory punt for him isn't his strength. This is a beautiful spiral, but it's going to bounce, and it will be into the end zone. Bede racing down, trying to get there, but Thigpen, 18 yards deep, will take a knee and concede the single. Flag down, actually, back near the original line of scrimmage. Unless this is a big penalty, no reason to think the Riders will accept it, because they are about to get the ball at the 35 with the score tied at 10. They're going to stay holding against the Riders on the returns. See what the Alouettes choose to do with that. Bede, one of those guys with a monster leg, but netting just 36 yards per punt. This one.
Yeah. You know, by all accounts, I mean, he's got the physical characteristics and the leg that should have him in the NFL, but he's just so inconsistent.
We'll take a break. They'll tell us the penalties when we come back. 11:47 remaining here in the third quarter for Capital Auto Mall and Young's Equipment. For the moment, Riders up 10-9 on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network. .47 left in the third quarter, 10-9 the Riders lead. This is one of those disaster situations where if you punt the ball into the end zone, everybody just lay down and don't touch anybody, because the holding penalty against the Riders has them starting first and 10 from their own 5-yard line. No single point. Riders backed way up at their 5, and they'll hand it to Powell. Tries to bounce outside, but he is caught and wrestled down by 67-year-old John Bowman. Tackle for a loss.
Yeah, well, Manny Arsenal's not used to being a tight end slash blocker, and it shows here. He's the guy charged with blocking number 7, John Bowman, on the edge, and Bowman sheds him easily, as a defensive end should, a wide receiver, and makes a tackle in the backfield. Luckily, it didn't get counted for more of a loss. It's 2nd and 10 for Saskatchewan.
Shaq Evans, Naaman Roosevelt, the wide receivers to the short side. Mitch Picton, the wide receiver to the field. Empty the backfield. Fajardo, guns, caught at the 20 and down. Naaman Roosevelt, when you need a big catch, you call on the president. It's a Riders first down.
Well, Naaman Roosevelt's been Cody Fajardo's best security blanket. And here, there's about a box of Montreal Alouettes surrounding Roosevelt, and Fajardo puts it perfectly right in the middle of that box. That's a 17-yard pickup from Roosevelt. And the most important part, he's not sprinting. He recognizes the space that he needs to be in. He slows down, waits on the football, first down Riders.
Catch number 47 for Roosevelt on this season. Jake Bennett in as a tight end, and they'll run with Powell in his direction. Cut back at 20, wrestled down by Enoch Mwamba about the 28 yard line. Once again, Powell shakes the tackler and turns it 5 yards.
Yeah, and this is the attack I want to see out of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. This is downhill. This is Dakota Shepley pulling, finding blockers. They're knocking guys off the line of scrimmage. It only got 5, but man, it looked good.
Bowman wasn't going to wreck that play. Bennett and Shepley both tried to wipe him out of there.
Well, they're attacking downhill there. They're not zone blocking.
Yep. Three receivers into the short side. Blitz coming from Patrick Levels off the left side. Picked up by Powell. Fajardo slides. Guns. Tight coverage. Incomplete. Greg Reed knocked that down. Naaman wants a flag. He didn't get it, and it'll be third down, Riders.
Yeah, I don't mind this non-call either. I think that, again, I'm a big proponent of allowing DBs and wide receivers to compete for footballs, and here Greg Reed's just trying to time it up nicely. It's almost an identical route to the first down catch that Naaman had about two plays ago.
Reed now five knockdowns on the season to go with his three interceptions. And the Riders, the drive's over, but man, they got very important 23 yards of real estate to allow John Ryan to put the boot to this one. Third and five from the 28. Looks like Bray standing at his own 35-yard line. Ryan with one on the play clock. End over end kick, Bray back. Catches it at the 30, 35, makes Purifoy miss, 40, cuts back, and he'll get up to almost the 45-yard line, a return about 14, and that is where the Alouettes will start their drive. 9:09 remaining here in the third quarter. For AGCO and SaskTel, we go to break. Riders up 10-9 on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. .909 remains here in the third quarter. Riders with a 10-9 lead. Michael Ball has an injury update for us.
Well, Luchez Purifoy just walking off to the trainer's table here. Looks like a right foot or leg problem. I'll try to monitor that.
Thank you, Ballsy. Yes, critically important he is for kickoff returns and in that defensive backfield. We'll see who they throw in at the field side corner. I almost assume it's Puka.
Interesting enough, right now, LJ McCray's still lined up at the field goal corner spot, and Puka has occupied the field halfback spot. Maybe they're just waiting on the Montreal Alouettes to declare how they roll out this package, but you're right. Not necessarily what we would have originally thought, and now it plays out where Puka will play that field half.
He's done it very infrequently, but they have used him as their sixth defensive back. First and 10 Alouettes from the 45-yard line. Four receivers to the wide side. Will they test Puka? Adams dumps it off underneath. It's Eugene Lewis. Quick turn up the field. 55-50. He dusted a linebacker there, and then a pile up at the 50-yard line. Man, those were quick feet, and that's a pickup of 15.
Yeah, this is a really shifty little move by Eugene Lewis. Was that Eugene Lewis you said?
It was 87,
he
yeah.
Cuts in on Ganey to the inside and goes and does the rest. Oh. Good effort from Solomon Elamimian chasing it down from the backside, but a fantastic little move there after the crossing route catch. And they're on the 49 of the Riders.
Lewis, the wide receiver to the short side. Chris Matthews, the wide receiver to the field side. Rider 49-yard line. They'll keep an extra blocker. Adams, some problems with the snap. He has to scramble. 45. And he will be wrestled down just outside the 40-yard line for a pickup of 9. Ballsy with an update.
They applied more tape to the right foot of Luchez Purifoy. They're looking at the top of his foot, more in the big toe area. Like I said, the trainer's taping him up, and hopefully he'll get back on the field.
Thank you, Ballsy. His sideline reports are for Ritchie Brothers. Thinking of selling? Book your Ritchie Brothers on the farm or industrial auction where everything sells, regardless of price. Pickup of 8, 2nd and 2.
Second and two here. This is where you might see the shallow crossers if they don't stick with the sneak, but it looks like they're sneaking it.
And whistles, and one of the Riders down, Mike Edom, has taken a knee, and he's tapping his ears. The trainers have come out to meet him, and they'll take him off the field. If Buka's in at the corner.
Jacob Dearborn's coming in now.
Yeah, you now have the two extra Canadians, right? They only carry 7 defensive backs, and now both Puka and Dearborn are into the game. Purifoy, from how Ballsy describes it, just getting taped up. He could come back in after this play.
And for Edom, it's a helmet issue.
That would explain why. Okay. So 2nd and 2. And if I was the Alouettes, take a shot at those two youngsters. They'll sneak it, flag down in the area of offside. More than enough yardage to get the first down for Adams.
You got the right end for the Riders offside here a little bit. Probably about a couple inches over the line. His helmet, I think it was AC Leonard.
And AC sitting on the 40-yard line. He'll now pop back to his feet.
Offside, Saskatchewan, number 98. 5-yard penalty, first down, Montreal.
They call it on Charbel DeBeer.
Yeah, DeBeer's like, hey, man. That would not me. I'm minding my own business in the interior.
Purifoy back up off the trainer table. He's got his helmet ready to go on the sidelines. Looks like he's good to go, but for the meantime, it's Jacob Dearborn at safety and Ailey Buka at the field corner, field half, pardon me. LJ McCray at his normal field corner spot. See if the Alouettes do anything with that. First and 10, just outside the Rider 35. Here comes a blitz at 6. Adams looking to the field for Quan Bray on Buka at the 5. It is complete. Big time catch, testing the young Canadian.
Yeah.
And a big play for the Alouettes.
Well, man on man, and what starts this whole thing is the blitz doesn't get home, DT. And Vernon Adams has plenty of time. He's looking at Bray the whole time. He wants to go there, and Bray finally wins on the corner route, gets in front of Ailey Buka, and the 32 yards later, we're looking at first and goal from the 4-yard line for the Alouettes.
Micah Tights came into the game. He and Dearborn come back out. One of the trainers is onto the field. Oh, pardon me. We have a rider down at the 35-yard line. Forgive me. Forgive me on that. We'll take a little injury break. The injury report for WorkSafe Saskatchewan. Even one injury is too many. Make zero your mission at home, work, and play. Ballsy, what do you got?
Looks like a shoulder for Cameron Judge. They're operating, or looking at him, actually. Not operating. Hopefully that's not the case. But they're looking at him at the 35-yard line. Boy, the Riders came out of the half, you know, in pretty good shape health-wise, and now they're dropping like flies, fellas.
Yeah, and that is not great news. We would expect. Well, that's why we saw Micah Tights come into the game. Sam Hurl also in the depth at that weak side linebacker spot that Judge occupies, but a guy you'd like to have in this situation, first and goal from the Rider 4 is Judge.
Yeah, and I'm not actually, normally you'd get concerned if you're down to your third string Canadians like Dearborn, but I think Dearborn can play a little bit. I like the one thing I like about him is he wants to bring the wood. He's not afraid of contact, and if you're not afraid of contact as a safety, you can coach everything else, but this is obviously a precarious situation here on the 4-yard line, and the entire playbook open to the Alouettes with the 20-yard end zone.
We see Dearborn in there, Micah Tights in there as well as the injury replacements. H-back to the left, stand back in the pistol. They'll hand it to him straight up the middle. He's in easily for the touchdown, ran right through the arm of Dearborn, and the Alouettes are back into the lead.
Well, the problem is that Sean Jamison does an absolutely monster job on number two, Micah Johnson, and he blocks him, seals him down into the, and AC Leonard inexplicably jumps outside, and it opens up a humongous gap for Standback, who could have moonwalked into the end zone.
Confirm he can moonwalk?
Well, it's 80s night. I figured I'd throw that in there for you,
that's
bud.
That's very well done. I'm not sure if he's old enough to remember how good the moonwalk was. Alouettes now up 15-10. They'll keep the offense on the field to try to make this a 7-point game. Standback, his fourth rushing touchdown of the season. Riders need to stop here. Double tight end formation. Two receivers wide. Standback in the backfield. Adams keeps it, throws wide, and it's complete to Posey for the 2-point convert. He got it on Luchez Purifoy. So with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, it's now the Alouettes 17 and the Riders 10.
And that's the effectiveness of William Standback. Because of the run fake here, it sucks up everybody. They've all got their eyes on Standbook. Edom can't get into the flats where he needs to be, and Purifoy is behind number 5, Devere Posey. And right now, Saskatchewan is down 17-10 with 6 minutes left to play in this third quarter.
And a touchdown drive for Ibarasa and Sons. When you're working, they're working. From the owners on down, ibarasa.com. We go to break for Vaderstad and McDougal Auctioneers. Riders down a touchdown on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Riders down 17-10. We go to Luke Mullender for an update from what happened in East Lansing today.
Yeah, so all of our offensive linemen are hurt, which sucks. We probably got a bunch of redshirt freshmen in there. Either way, we can't beat Arizona State for the second year in a row.
Michigan State Spartans falling to the Arizona State Flying Nuns. Come on. Arizona,
that's like the party like school. The Colorado School of Mines beating us. No offense to...
Sorry, my friend. Isaac Harker in the Colorado.
Yeah.
Have I told you how badly I want Isaac to be a longtime starter so eventually someone will do the Colorado School of Mimes for him? Just make that, pretend it was a thing. Look at this kickoff from Bidet. 7 yards deep is Thigpen. He's going to kneel it down. Man.
Why would you do that? Figgy, he had all sorts of room. When Figgy catches that, the closest defender for the Alouettes is at the 25. That's a monster 80-yard kick. And now,
down 8, but ball at the 35-yard line. So Thigpen, in that moment, right, you evaluate, can I get far enough out?
He could have at least gotten to the 25, I think.
He chose the kneel down, so 18-10 is the score for the Alouettes, first and 10 from the 35.
He's the expert in that field.
Well, exactly. I can tell you the math about where he needs to get to, but Thigpen, you have to evaluate it in the moment. Jake Bennett, tight end to the left, H-back there as well. Manny motions across, fumbled by Fajardo, and down, and he's back inside the 25-yard line. Not sure if he and the running back
What happens is they're bringing Manny Arsenault across the formation, and the boss, when at the snap of the ball, they hit Manny Arsenault with it. So Arsenault runs right into the ball. And this is obviously something you run the risk of doing when you have Arsenault playing in a different position than he's normally used to. That's a timing issue for number 84 and the rest of the O. So luckily, however, Montreal didn't get the ball once it was dropped on the floor.
Unfortunately, it is a loss of 11. And second and 21. See what Coach McAdoo has in the playbook for this. Do they draw and just take what they get? No, they're going to split everybody out. Three-man rush against six blockers. Fajardo slides and guns at the 30. Powell made one man miss. Dances on a second. He gets past the original line of scrimmage to about the 38-yard line. Well short of the first down, but some good yards from Powell.
Yeah, Montreal's not concerned about any of this situation. They're in cover four because it's second and 520. And all they got to do is let the Riders catch it and then go make a tackle. So John Ryan, after a 14-yard gain, will be punting.
On third and 506. Ryan is having a dynamite game so far.
Well, he's been punting from situations that he's okay with. And when we talked about winning the field position battle through the kicking game, because we know it's going to be a close one, he's been an important role.
Ryan netting 47 yards per punt so far, netting, which is an unbelievable number. Ryan, little end-over-end kick toward the sideline. It'll be taken 2 yards inside it. Straight up the field goes Bray. Gets a little bit of a return outside the 40. But a good boot from Ryan, and the Alouettes will take over when we return. For Redhead Equipment, we go to break. Riders down 18-10 with 4:04 remaining on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 4:04 remaining here in the third quarter. Riders down 18-10 on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. No Charleston Hughes in this one, and I believe no sacks for the Riders in this one so far. Confirmed, couple of very nice plays from Micah Johnson, including a tackle for a loss. Clearly Hughes could be doing some damage off the edge. Unfortunate they don't have him for this one.
Well, they've tried a number of ways to manufacture some pressure using some D-line stunts. They've blitzed the DBs a couple times. They've thrown the linebackers up the middle. So they are doing other things to make up for the loss of number 39.
And across the field, it is stark how much the Alouettes refuse to blitz or just choose not to blitz. Again, it is all four and three man rushes. It's amazing.
They're a team that's going to stop the run, put you in second and long, and not make a mistake.
And unfortunately for the Riders, they have been in a lot of second and long situations in this game. First and 10 Alouettes from their own 42-yard line, right hash. Five men on the line for the Riders. Judge drops out. Adams all the time in the world. Guns knocked down by Purifoy. Intended for Chris Matthews. Purifoy was not having it.
Yeah, Purifoy is a lot more athletic than Matthews is at this point in both their ages. And Matthews runs a curl route that takes a while. Purifoy just jumps it, and he's watching Vernon Adams in his eyes, and this is an easy play for 28.
Each of the last two games, Purifoy's made a play that made me go, wow, that is really smart.
I think
he's a
right
really
now,
smart player.
Purifoy's making an argument to be DPOY for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And
three or four candidates for that, which is remarkable. Four-man rush, flag down, and they will blow it dead. It'll be procedure going against the Alouettes.
Yeah, big so, Tony Washington.
Second and 15. Sorry, Luke.
No, you're all right. Tony Washington jumping
procedure,
early.
Procedure, Montreal, number 67. That's a 5-yard penalty. Remain second down.
acquired in the Johnny Manziel trade was Tony Washington. He might be the only player left playing for his team that was in the Manziel trade.
He's been a good player for them.
He really
is. He's such a big boy, too.
6'7", 318 in his ninth year.
You think Thad Coleman's a big guy, but Tony Washington makes him look like a JV player. This building's getting loud.
Second and 15. Alouettes on their own 37. Rider fans trying to help out as they can. Moncrief back as the safety now. Adams guns to nobody in particular. Looked like he thought Posey would go the other direction or sit down. Incomplete, and it's third down.
Yeah, simple little zone from the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Judge and Solomon Elamimian are dropping to the boundary side, and just an inaccurate throw from Vernon Adams puts it in the dirt. Any higher, and Nick Marshall would have been running the other way with it. So it's probably fortunate for VA to throw an incompletion there.
Forrest Bidet now into punt, and Marcus Thigpen standing at his own 25. The low snap, Bidet high, spiraling, lingering in the air, taken at the 31, middle of the field, 35, 40. Look at Thiggy go, 45, down at the 48-yard line. Kozichuk gets him to the ground. Good return from Thigpen, 17 yards after the 42-yard punt. Riders in nice field position, first and 10.
Again, the problem is they haven't been able to capitalize. The one opportunity they had in the Montreal red zone towards the end of the half in the first, just some really bad play calling, didn't yield anything for them there, and it's been a struggle ever since.
Manny Arsenault wide to the wide side of the field. He's the wide receiver there. Fake the handoff. Dump it to Thigpen. High. Caught at the 50, 55, 50. Into Montreal territory. Throw a little off the mark. Thigpen able to handle it. And he's got a Riders first down.
Well, this is just a good job done by Shaq Evans. He's trying to block Tommy Campbell. Campbell jumps to the inside to go and get Figgy. And Shaq just gets enough of him and pushes him away so Figgy can get up the sideline. And you got a first down on the Montreal 48.
14-yard gain. Braden Lennius wide to the left side. Manny and Kyron Moore in the slot there. Looking that way. Fajardo then confused. He's going to scramble. 45 slides down about the 43-yard line. Looked like some confusion in there. Yeah. Fajardo able to make something out of it.
Yeah, this definitely wasn't a called quarterback draw. What I think it was an attempted misdirection bubble screen. They wanted to fake something to the left quickly, come back to the right, but when Cody Fajardo looked back to the right, there was nobody there, and he had to take off. He gets 5 yards out of the deal, and more importantly, he slides and doesn't get hit.
When he looked back to his right, he saw number 7 in white steaming toward him.
That's not the guy you want to see coming towards you.
No, John Bowman busting that play up. Second and 5, Fajardo on a roll. Drops it to Naaman just outside the 35. Tackled by Patrick Levels. Good for a Riders first down.
And again, very smart route running by Naaman Roosevelt. He recognizes its zone. He doesn't run into coverage. He just sits down. And Cody Fajardo makes an accurate throw, which is a lot tougher than it looks because he's rolling to his left and throwing back towards his right.
Jake Bennett, Albert Awachi into the game as the Riders go to a big formation. 106 left here in the third quarter, first and 10. Just outside the Alouettes 36-yard line. Naaman now the wide receiver to the wide side. Manny will stay in the block as well. Give it to Powell. Left side gets off the edge, 30. Little shuffle step. And Powell still pushing the pile. Bennett gives it an extra boost. And Powell for the first down.
Well, I'll tell you what. All the credit in the world right now goes to Jake Bennett, who blocks Bowman inside. And then Albert Awachi does his best the blindside impression and blocks Tevin Floyd about 20 yards downfield. Like, this is child's play for Albert Awachi. Fantastic effort. We got to put that on chalk talk, but it's because of that effort. And with Jake Bennett, they're at the 24.
13-yard pickup. Bennett and Awachi now to the right for this first and 10 play. Fake it to Powell. Blitzer coming off the edge. Came fast and got Fajardo. Knocked it down to Greg Reed. Incomplete. It'll be second down. They're saying because he tipped it, there'll be no roughing the passer.
And again, I'm starting to really hate the play calling down here. Especially when you're Cody Fajardo and you see pressure coming off. If you're a quarterback and you see pressure and you know you've got a fake handoff incorporated and you know it's going to, just get rid of the handoff. Just snap the ball and throw it right away, because you're going to get hit if you do the handoff. And Cody Fajardo stuck with the play call when he really should have just sort of done a little bit of audible.
Last play of the third quarter, second and 10 from the 23. Three-man rush, gunned across the middle for Kyron. Complete just outside the five-yard line. They'll mark him down at the 7 for a gain of 16. Another Riders first down, and they're knocking on the door. That's the end of the third quarter. For Quality Tire, at Quality Tire, they know tires and service. 10 locations across Saskatchewan, online at qualitytire.ca. Riders down 18-10, but they are right there to tie it up when we return on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Minutes to go here from Mosaic Stadium. Riders down 18-10, but have first and goal from the 7-yard line. Derek Taylor, Luke Mullender here for Quality Tire and Young's Equipment.
All right, first order of business, DT. You haven't been down here in a while. No play action calls here.
No RPOs? You have not been enjoying.
Whatever you dial up, make sure it's downhill attack or it's a passing play. But if Montreal does choose to blitz here, you're going to have a guy in your face, and it's not going to go well, as has been the case for the last two games.
And you didn't love quarterback draw here when it was on the 10-yard line quarters ago.
Yeah, that was a brutal call. That was a Regina Minor football call.
Kyron Moore, Manny Arsenault, they will go out to the right. Ball about the middle of the field. Shaq Evans, Naaman Roosevelt, Albert Awachi. Awachi will come back in to block. Fake it to Powell. It's the play that won against Hamilton. The 5. Fajardo got the pylon. Signal it. Touchdown.
Well, Cody, I like Fajardo. That play call. Now, that's a good play call. You come down with the RPO. Montreal's not blitzing. And more importantly, Montreal's expecting the handoff because of the way Riders run the ball down here. That's a well-executed play, and now they'll go for the two-point conversion, DT. I don't think they want to waste the opportunity.
You absolutely positively got to go for two right here. The play that won the game against Hamilton potentially ties the score against the Alouettes.
Oh, it's blocked up perfectly. You got big Taron Vaughn on the outside. He blocks down, and really, John Bowman goes way too far in, and what happens is Montreal loses the edge of their defense.
From the 3-yard line, they attempt the 2-point convert. Arsenault fakes it. Fajardo again will take and keep it and score. Cody Fajardo, the touchdown, the convert, and we are tied at 18.
And right away, McAdoo goes ahead and redeems himself from the last time they were in the red zone. Beautiful play call here. Now they're anticipating the blitz. They got Tevin Floyd right off the edge. He goes too far in, doesn't even look at whether Cody Fajardo's keeping the ball, and Fajardo walks in, and we got a tie ball game here, DT, 14-30, and we've already played more football than the last time these two teams saw each other.
Yay! We also have, I just want to point out, Fajardo and Dan Clark in a Salt Bay celebration. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah. But I mean, Salt Bay was a little bit 2018, if you ask me.
They're grown men.
Yeah.
They can choose their celebrations.
We're really pushing this sprinkle of Jesus thing. We're really pushing it.
55-yard drive on 8 plays. Took 3:09 off the clock. And the Riders tie to score. The touchdown drive brought to you by E. Barassa and Sons. When you're working your Barassa off, they're working their Barassa off. eBarassa.com. This segment of the game for Nutrien and Agco as Brett Lowther kicks off from his own 35. Murray Lawrence back to his 4-yard line. Straight up field, 15, bends outside, 20. Still alive at the 25-yard line, and that's where he is wrestled down by Keenan LaFrance and Micah Tite. 71-yard kickoff, 21-yard return. Let's go to Michael Ball on the sidelines.
Tell you what, guys, that touchdown happened right in front of me. We're looking at a career third-string quarterback who's quarterbacking Canada's team now, and he's playing like his hair's on fire, especially when the game's on the line. That is fun to watch, guys.
9 touchdowns, thank you, Ballsy. Rushing for Cody Fajardo equals William Powell's 9 touchdowns rushing. Moncrief and Ailey Buka late getting on the field and lining him up. Buka in Purifoy spot, hit screen going that way, 30, 35, Posey to the 40, and he's wrestled down by LJ McCray at the 40-yard line. That'll be a pickup of 15, but Riders defense confused as to who was supposed to be where.
Yeah, it's like Buka forgot he was even supposed to be on the field, and then he gets blocked by Jake Wynicke, and that's what gave Posey the edge to get upfield get them a first down on their 40.
Purifoy back in. Buka is now off. It's the starting back five. Cam Judge is back in the game. The starting linebackers and the starting defensive line. So all 12 starters in there. Judge will run blitz. Oh, and it's up top for Quan Bray at the 40, right through his hands, incomplete. Oh, Bray was wide open in between a couple of defenders and couldn't pull it in.
Well, this is the second time that Bray's gotten behind the field half and the field corner, and the reason why is they both get the half and the corner, get their eyes caught in the backfield because of the play fake to the bubble screen to the left. Fortunately, Bray was already thinking about running before he had the football. And that is a touchdown-saving drop, thanks to Quan Bray.
We mentioned Cam Judge was back on the field. He's now lying down at the 48-yard line as they examine his right knee. It was his right arm shoulder, the injury before in this game. But, yes, now looking at his right knee, his right calf, something in there. We take a minor injury break in the injury report brought to you by WorkSafe Saskatchewan. Even one injury is too many. Make zero your mission at home, work, and play. That's, you mentioned it right there, Luke. That's twice they've gotten in behind that field side duo. And
well, that's a problem.
Dangerous.
You can't get your eyes caught in the backfield, especially when it comes to those misdirection type of deals, right? So they're faking the bubble screen, and you got the DBs. They're looking to go and attack when realistically they need to be assignment sound, and they were not. And they're lucky they didn't pay for it.
We'll talk a little more about that when we return. 18-18 is the score. Alouettes with the ball and 13:31 remaining on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network. .13:31 remains in the fourth quarter. Game tied at 18. Cam Judge got up, limped off the field. He is in a lot of pain in a couple of spots, laying on the trainer's table. That dude is a warrior. It's Micah Tights in at his weak side linebacker spot. Second and 10, Alouettes from their own 40-yard line, showing the blitz. Here comes Solomon Elamimian. Adams Jr. running out of time. Micah missed him. Chad Jeter's got him, and he's down for the sack. Welcome back, Chad Jeter.
Yeah, Micah Johnson's doing all the work here. He's playing in that three technique. He wins on a spin move and walks right into Vernon Adams, and then Jeter is the perfect beneficiary of Vernon Adams bouncing around in there, and Bidet will punt from his 20.
Loss of 6 yards and a QB sack brought to you by Mako. Had a collision of your own. Want to get it perfect again? Better get Mako. Bidet to punt on 3rd and 17 from his own 34-yard line. Oh, trouble with the snap. He's going to be hammered by Ganey. Turnover on downs, and the Riders will have the ball at the Montreal 18-yard line. 19 they spotted at.
Yeah, that's a turnover, and it's a fantastic job. Bidet just gets lost. I'm not sure what he was looking at. He fumbles the ball around. And you now have a turnover for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
That's the first turnover of the game, I think.
Yeah, I mean, the Riders are only -4 in turnover ratio coming in here. But the crazy part is they're still third in the CFL in points off of turnovers with 55. So when they finally do get them, they end up capitalizing, and Rider Nation hopes they do that right here.
First and 10 from the Alouettes 19-yard line, left hash mark. That's Naaman in as a tight end to the left. They'll hand it off to Powell, running left, 15, 10. Powell, stiff arm, forced out of bounds about the 6-yard line. Bo Lacombo escorts him out of bounds, and it's a Riders first and goal.
Albert Awachi is the unsung hero here, and he's put on a couple great blocks for his teammates, and here he seals John Bowman in on the edge, and it's what gives William Powell the running lane 14 yards later. Saskatchewan is on the 5. Just a great job blocking by Albert Awachi.
Score tied at 18 with just over 12 to go. Riders looking to take the lead. Double tight end formation. They split Naaman out wide. And they'll give it to Powell. Inside run. Powell for the touchdown! William Powell double-digit touchdowns on the ground, and the Riders are up 24-18.
That's a good job by Dakota Shepley. He's got big number 94 Fabian Foote over the top of him, and he manages to get him sealed to the inside, and Powell comes right off of Shepley's right hip through the B gap and into the end zone.
Flag down in the field on the far, far side of the play. Fajardo coming off the field, so the Riders have every reason to believe this is against the Alouettes. As Brett Lowther is on for the convert attempt. 24-16 the score. Riders looking to go up 7 points.
Well, with that Calgary win, I mean, it makes it imperative that they get the victory here if you're looking at the standings, right, DT?
I think it absolutely does. You could say the same for Montreal with the Hamilton loss.
Yeah.
Imperative that they get the win. Objectionable conduct called against Charbel DeBeer.
You know, Saskatchewan's got to cut this out. I mean, this is just far too many. Again, they've looked a lot like the Edmonton Eskimos here as of late. They're just getting far too many undisciplined penalties.
Could he have said 98? Charbel wouldn't be on an offensive play. I wonder, 68 would be the only 8 on the field, or because Thigpen wasn't out there. Anyway, we'll figure that out in a moment. Brett Lowther for the convert to make it a 7-point game. The kick is up.
Wow.
And it's wide to the right.
Lowther's just...
Lowther misses the convert. Now 11 for 14. Pardon me, 12 for 15 on the season on converts. Keeps this a 6-point game. Adds a little layer of intrigue. We're going to go to break for Quality Tire and Seedmaster. We'll talk about the touchdown drive and a Riders 6-point lead when we return. 11:42 to go on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network. 11:42 remaining here at Mosaic. Riders up 24-18. The missed convert after a 2-play 19-yard drive. William Powell with the touchdown. And the touchdown drive is brought to you by eBarassa and Sons. When you're working your Barassa off, they're working their Barassa off. eBarassa.com. The objectionable conduct penalty. He did say 98, but there's no reason Charbel DeBeer would be on an offensive play. We didn't see him in there as a tight end. So I wonder
Charbel
who it was.
DeBeer's having a rough game. His number's been called three times now, and I think the two of them weren't on him.
Either way, it backs up the Riders 10 yards for this kickoff attempt. They'll do it from the 25-yard line. And Lowther on his kickoffs this year, 8th in his kickoff distance at 62 yards. Montreal could benefit greatly from this. It'll be Murray Lawrence. What a boot.
Hey,
back at his 9-yard line.
His best effort right there.
Great 25 and helicoptered down. Alexander Gagne. He's eaten. What a beautiful tackle. Alouettes will start just shy of their own 30. 75-yard kickoff and a 20-yard return. Lowther's got the juice.
Yeah. We've got 11:37 left in the fourth quarter here, and I'm not saying it's time to panic for the Alouettes, but right now the situation doesn't fit well into some of the things that they do on offense that's good.
Taking the Riders a while to get on the field for this play again. Second time we've seen that. The Alouettes, they're ready to go from the 30. Stand back to the left. Five-man run. Quan Bray at the 30. Tripped up immediately by Lucchese Purifoy. It'll be second down, and we go to Michael Ball on the sidelines.
Right, so Cameron Judge, you see him back on the field. They did a bunch of stability tests with him. He rolled the bike with his right knee. Everything looks good because number 4 is in that linebacking core.
That is good news. He is one of many guys who are banged up for this Riders team and muscling through it, just waiting to get to that bye week so they have a little more time to get healthy. Second and 7, right hash mark from the 33. 5 men coming. Adams pumping, throwing, completing to DeBeer Posey. He got in front of Ed Gainey, out of bounds at about the 44, and that'll be an Alouettes first down. Ballsy sideline reports are for Ritchie Brothers. Thinking of selling? Book a Ritchie Brothers on the farm or industrial auction where everything sells regardless of price.
Well, this is a 10-yard out route, and it's a beautiful route ran by Posey. His speed didn't decrease at all when he cut to the outside, and Ed Gainey was playing off man, just couldn't keep up with him.
Posey now 10 targets and 6 catches for 72 yards. First and 10 from the 44. Judge creeping up on the left. Only 4 will come. Draw play. Stand back. 45. Bounces outside. 50. Made a man miss. 55. Marshall eventually forced him out of bounds. Caused him to stumble enough, but that's a pickup of 12 and an Alouette's first down.
Great run by stand back and a really good call. First and 10 on their heels a little bit, and stand back just a workhorse back. He runs. I don't know how tall is William Stanback.
They list him 220 pounds at 6 feet tall.
Just six feet tall, huh?
I don't know if I buy 220 yeah. either. He looks big.
That's a big boy.
First and 10 from the Rider 54, just under 10 minutes to go. Riders with a 6-point lead. 7-man protection. Adams looking, gunning. It's Bray at the 50. Strung out and forced out at the 48-yard line. Derek Moncrief in on the tackle, as is L.J. McCray. Mm. We'll call that a pickup of 6.
Again, man defense, but L.J. McCray giving him about 10 yards worth of real estate to deal with. Moncrief can't get out there in time.
Wide
Fortunately,
side.
Fortunately, they made the tackle, and it's 2nd and 4. But that's a good play call. But again, the whole world knew where Vernon Adams was going with it because Vernon Adams was looking the entire time. So if I'm L.J. McCray or the DBs, heck, why don't I try to jump it?
Eugene Lewis, wide receiver to the short side. Nick Marshall up in press coverage. Riders bring 3, flag down, and Adams. Adams is frustrated, just lobs it into the ground. It's going to go against his team, he knows. So it'll be 2nd and 8.5.
Oh, number 54. That's a 5-yard penalty. Be 2nd down.
They get, I believe it's Chris Slugger they got for that one. So they move it back and it'll be 2nd and 9.
Yeah, and advantage Saskatchewan Rough Riders. We talk a lot about the situations Montreal wants to get you in. Well, this is a perfect situation here. You might see some defensive line stunts here, and I would assume man defense the rest of the way.
Clear out the backfield. Adams looking to his left, gunning. Lewis spinning, catch at a 35, down at the 30-yard line. That was behind Lewis and high,
wow.
And he brought that in for the first down.
First of all, the combination of routes over here is a thing of beauty. They're at the short side of the field. They're running 2 little out routes and 1 post. And it is a beautiful football and even better catch. That's execution that the Montreal Alouettes need down by 6.
And it's what sometimes inaccurate quarterbacks need, right?
Yeah.
Receivers to make
Confidence
a play.
Building throws. You're right, DT.
1st and 10 from the 27. Riders holding a 6-point lead. Would like to get the stop. Adams looking to the short side, pumps, goes to the end zone. Marshall, oh, and Lewis caught it over top of him for the touchdown. Marshall was in perfect coverage, bailed on it early, trying to make a play, and Lewis scored it right over top of him.
Yeah, no, what happened was Nick Marshall was man for man, and he was right the whole way. And again, telegraphing it is Vernon Adams, but the problem is Marshall stops short and misjudges the ball. He thinks it's a lot lower than it actually is, and Eugene Lewis finishes off the play. They'll kick for 1, and if they get it, it's 25-24 for the Alouettes.
Vernon Adams, he may stare it down, but he can absolutely deliver it. And Eugene Lewis, that must put him, over 100 yards for the game. What an effort he is having.
It's that possession, one possession game that we expected, and it's a dandy.
Boris Bidet for the convert to give the Alouettes the lead. Kick is up, and it is good. 7:50 remaining. Riders now down 25-24. Oh, that turned it out. Salford Group and Sask Lotteries, thank you to you for helping us bring folks this game. We're going to break. Talk about the touchdown drive when we return. Riders down 1, 7:50 to go on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. .750 remains here at Mosaic. The Riders now down 25-24 after a 7-play, 80-yard drive from the Alouettes. Eugene Lewis with the touchdown catch had 2 catches on the drive for 53 yards. The touchdown drive brought to you by Ibarasa and Sons. When you're working your Barasa off, they're working their Barasa off. ibarasa.com. We've seen before in games what the Riders' offense is made of. They're going to need to find some points down one. Plenty of time left. They're going to need to find some points with the game and a real opportunity to stay even with Calgary on the line.
Yeah, this is turning out to be a great game. It's a beautiful night for football in the Queen City, and we're getting a real treat here to watch, DT.
Boris Bidet to kick it off. Left hash mark his own 35. Thigpen and Purifoy, or Kyron Moore back to return. This will be Thigpen from the 5. 15, 20. Bow bends to the right, 25, 30. Still alive, cuts back, 35. They'll say he stepped out of bounds. Marcus Thigpen with a good return. They'll mark it about the 33-yard line. That is where the Riders will begin first and 10 with 7:42 to go.
7:42 to go, too. You don't have to switch up your game plan. You can continue to come out here doing what you're doing, taking advantage of the things that are making you successful. They found a number of ways to affect the Montreal defense. They just got to keep that up, and there's no time to panic, and there's really no need for it.
Shaq Evans, the wide receiver, to the short side. Manny Arsenault, wide receiver, to the wide side. Kyron and Naaman in there as well. They'll give it to Powell, left side. Enoch Mwamba, quick tackle for maybe no gain. Led the league last year in plays made behind the line of scrimmage. He is so fast.
Well, as the middle linebacker, Enoch Mwamba is responsible for each space between to the left and the right of the center, depending on where he lines up. And this is him just, he recognizes Dan Clark blocking to his right. He fires into the gap that Dan Clark is leaving and makes a phenomenal tackle. Second and 9 for the Riders.
From their 33, ball in the middle of the field. Three receivers to the right, two to the left. Fajardo looking left. Pressure in his face, spins out, flag down in the area of holding. Fajardo on the run, guns to Naaman at the 45, complete in front of Tommy Campbell. The yardage is good enough for a first down, but that looks like a holding call. And they signal holding against the Riders, so it'll be second and 19.
I don't think Cody needs to spin out of this. I really feel like if he...
Holding Saskatchewan, number 66. It's a 10-yard penalty. Remains second down.
You know, Darius Bladick dinged for holding.
You know what made Anthony Calvillo and Ricky Ray and them so great? Their ability
climbing
to
the pocket?
Their ability to shuffle to the left or right just a little bit and then still make a throw. Cody Fajardo's in a rush here. He spins out. I really feel like if he could take a couple shuffle steps to the left, we're good to roll.
10 penalties now against Saskatchewan for 70 yards. 128 penalties on the season. That's more than 10 a game. 3-by-2 formation for second and 19. Fajardo straight drop against a 3-man rush. Dumps it to Manny out of the backfield. 30, 35. And he'll be down inside the 40-yard line. So get some of those 19 yards back. But John Ryan will have to come on to punt as it's third down.
And again, pocket presence, right? If Fajardo takes a couple shuffle steps to the left, keeps his eyes downfield, he might have an opportunity to make a throw. It's something that he still has to get used to. I understand why he continues to spin out. I mean, he's been successful for the most part doing it. Either way, let bygones be bygones. Riders are punting. And an opportunity for some great field position if Quan Bray gets a return here.
And an opportunity for John Ryan to hammer another punt. He has been killing it in the game because of the field position he's been asked to punt from. This line of scrimmage, the 38. He can unleash it again. They've gone back to one returner. See what Ryan does. He hangs this one up. It will be caught at the numbers at the 17-yard line. Bray, 25, 30. And decent return from him.
That's a complete field flip. It's a great kick. Out of your best friend.
Looks like a 42-yard net, 55-yard punt, and a 13-yard return. Excellent job from Ryan on this one. Alouettes will be first and 10 from their own 31-yard line with just under 5:40 to go. We're here for Bear Crop Science, Science for a Better Life, and Young's Equipment. So much of it is situational, right? When John's asked to punt, say from their 50 and in, he struggled. Seven safe singles, 9 in total.
But today he hasn't had to worry about that situation.
He's able to do what he's best at because he and Leone may be battling for best leg in the league. Clear at the backfield on first and 10. Swing it to Standback, who stumbles, falls at the 30, gets up, breaks a tackle. Oh my goodness. And he'll scramble for 7 yards. Fell down, got up, broke a tackle from Mike Edom. He's unbelievable.
Shades of the Banjo Bowl. Poor tackling and technique from Mike Edom. It allows Stanback to get back to his feet and charge ahead for about six more yards, DT. Phenomenal effort. Second and three, Montreal. It's a big down right here.
It really is.
Watch for the shallow crossers.
And watch where Adams is looking, right?
Yep.
Three by two, three wide, two to the boundary side, including Eugene Lewis. Nick Marshall about 10 yards off of Lewis for this one. Hand off, they'll give it to Stanback. Made a tackler miss, bust across, and he is across to the 44-yard line. Someone flew into the backfield, couldn't get him, and it's an Alouettes first down.
Solomon Elamimian jumped to make a tackle, and you really get the feeling if Solomon Elamimian runs through this gap instead of jumping from where he did, he might have an opportunity to make this play in the backfield. Unfortunately, he gets to the outside of Solly, and Mike Edom's got to bring him down, but after the first down.
Looked like his angle might have been cut off by big Tony Washington. So Elamimian just trying to do whatever he could.
Trying to get in on the play, huh?
First and 10 Alouettes from their own 44. 4 minutes left in this game. Handed off to Stanback, just chewing up the clock. Keeps his feet, pushes forward for a pickup of five.
And I'll tell you what, DT, last week against BC, Montreal was an identical situation. There's about 3 minutes left on the clock. The game was close, and Montreal needed a big drive, and they basically milked the rest of the clock. It was a championship drive. So the Alouettes are definitely capable of bleeding the clock.
Yeah.
This is a huge down at second and five here.
And Stanback is out of the game. Shaq Murray-Lawrence in at the running back. This is where running backs prove their worth in the CFL, right? Eat up the clock. 10, 9, 8 on the play clock. They ran it to zero last time. They'll snap it early, and they're going to pass with the blitz coming. Knocked down. Cam Judge made the play at the line of scrimmage. That is a big-time play on second down. Third down, Alouettes, and the Riders will get the ball back and probably get a chance to run a play before the three-minute warning.
Well, this is a get-block, stay-block mentality. So when you're blitzing one more than the offense can block, if you get picked up, a lot of the times the coaches just say, hey, stay on the line of scrimmage and get your hands up. You're not going to be the guy coming free. Somebody else is, so you can best help us by just jumping and trying to bat the ball down. That's what Cam Judge did there, and it worked perfectly. Willie Jefferson put on a clinic all last year in doing that.
Judge with a big-time play. Bede going to run this down to the three-minute warning before he kicks it off. Wobbling punt up to take it at the 22-yard line is Thigpen trying to get out to the left. That is caught and turned down at the 25-yard line. It was a really nice job there by Bo Banner.
Yeah.
And we are at the three-minute warning after the 36-yard net punt. Three-minute warning for Brett Young. Realize your yield potential with high-performing canola hybrids in the TrueFlex, Roundup Ready, and Clearfield systems from Brett Young. 2:49 to go. Riders down one with the ball on their 25 when we return on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 2:49 remaining. Riders down 25-24. They've got the ball, and they've got Ira Parseghian from the movie Rudy, who was also, what was he in Major League? He was the old pitcher in Major League, giving the speech to psych up the crowd.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is advantage Montreal Alouettes right now. This is a defense that is built for this situation. Obviously, Saskatchewan needs to drive the field. Time is ticking down a little bit, still plenty of it. But again, Montreal can just sit back and keep everything in front of them right now.
To have a reasonable field goal attempt, the outer limits of Lowther's range would be about 35 yards from here. That'd be 57, which he's hit this season. Fajardo empties it out, swings it to Powell at the 20, cuts back 25, 30-yard line across there to about the 31. We'll call that a pickup of six.
Swing pass, good pursuit. High effort, and Enoch Mwamba just coming down the pipe and putting it on Powell, but not before he gets 6 yards, second and four.
Luke and I are in the broadcast booth brought to you by McDougal Auctioneers. Search it, watch it, bid on it. Buy it at McDougalBay.com and on the McDougal Bay app. Second and four from the 31, three receivers wide. Alouettes showing four. They'll drop one out, three men coming. Fajardo dumps it off underneath, over top of the 35, and that's good for a first down thanks to Kyran Moore.
Yeah, and it couldn't have been better timing from Fajardo on this little shallow crosser. If he waits any longer, this ball is either knocked down by a defender or even worse, intercepted potentially, because there's three Alouettes around Kyran Moore. But a timely throw gets him to a first down.
Moore out of the game. Marcus Thigpen into the game as we tick down to 2 minutes remaining. Thigpen, the third receiver to that wide side. He comes into the backfield now. Four men, three men coming. Fajardo guns for Shaq across midfield. Took a huge hit at the 50. Oh, boy, Shaq holds on. A big play, and the Riders are in field goal range. First down.
I love it. Again, you've never seen Shaq and Batman in the same room at the same time. This is a tough catch. He gets absolutely mollywopped by the secondary of the Montreal Alouettes. His mouth guard goes flying as if he was kicked by Anderson Silva. And he gets up, brushes it off. That's a tough 26 yards from the premier pass catcher in the green and white.
And that is two very different similes from Luke Mullender in the single rant. Molly Wopped and Anderson Spider Silva.
Oh, man, when he kicked you, boy. I'll
oh,
tell you,
you stayed kicked when he got you. 26-yard pickup from Shaq Evans. First and 10 Riders from the 48-yard line. Let's see them control the clock now because Brett Lowther can hit from here. He'd like to be a little closer. 1:40 on the clock. Fajardo scrambles out to the left. Running for it, diving for the 40-yard line. He'll be down at the 41 for a pickup of 7.
What an astute play from Cody Fajardo. And what I loved about this play is that Fajardo, when he rolls to the left, he keeps his eyes downfield. And what it does is it forces the defensive lineman who's dropped back out,
Simmons.
Number 93, Antonio Simmons. Simmons keeps thinking he's going to throw it. So the longer he keeps thinking he's going to throw it, the farther he keeps drifting to his right. And then Cody just cuts it right up the gut, goes and gets it to 2nd and 2. What a phenomenal run by Cody Fajardo.
To say, and against Winnipeg, this is where William Powell ripped off an 11-yard run, 2nd and 2. Handed off to Powell, 40, made a man miss, 35. Powell across the 35-yard line. That'll be a gain of 5+, and our Riders first down with 1:16 to go.
Both teams have a timeout. You know Saskatchewan's not going to be using theirs anytime soon. They'll let the clock continue to tick, and if you're the Montreal Alouettes, you got to start thinking, okay, we need a turnover here. Do we start blitzing? Maybe we got to take a couple chances. The Riders are probably going to go along the ground, maybe hit them with an RPO here.
Just got to keep the clock moving. Double tight end formation, including Bennett and Nwachi. Powell in the backfield. They'll split him out and run an end around with Shaq. Shaq tries to cut back 35. Oh, gets banged by Greg Reed at the 32-yard line. Shaq, only a couple of yards, but keeps the clock moving at 52 seconds.
That's what I was going to say. That's high football IQ from Shaq Evans, understanding that he sees himself drifting towards the sideline and he cuts up. And he's not trying to cut up to get more yardage. He's cutting up to stay away from the sideline to make sure that the Montreal Alouettes use their final timeout, which they are forced to do with 52 seconds left on the clock.
Got to stop the clock, and they feel like they need to get a stop because then force the field goal attempt with about 28, 27 on the clock at least leaves them an opportunity. But, you know, a nice William Powell run would salt this one away. Right now, it would be about a 40-yard field goal for Lowther. Missed some converts today. They'll hand it off. It's Powell. Powell stops. Caught, and he'll be dropped at the third, about the line of scrimmage. Patrick Levels on him first. It'll be third down. Montreal got what they wanted. 47 seconds on the clock, and on comes Lowther to give the Riders a 2-point lead.
I figured out who Powell reminds me of.
Okay.
Todd Gurley. Very patient, methodical, deceptively fast and quick. I really like the runs he's putting on again, and it's ball security at its finest as well. Lowther with the chance to play hero
again
after already missing 2 conversions.
He is very used to playing hero.
Yeah.
The Winnipeg game last year in Toronto.
This crowd is a little bit anxious, though.
39-yard line, left hash mark, Lowther to give the Riders a 2-point lead. Ryan pins it. Lowther, kick is up.
Buckets.
27-25, the Riders with the lead. Brett Lowther, nothing but clutch.
So Lather comes down, kicks a field goal. Montreal, they look like they're going to ask to return the ball.
They have to.
Yeah, they're not going to come out here and put the ball on the 35. Yeah, you're right. They do have to do that because
the new
of the
rule
time.
A couple years ago.
Yeah, you're right about that, DT. So they'll return it here. You got to think, you know, the average play in the CFL is about 4 to 5 seconds. So you start to drive with 20 seconds left. VA is going to have to push the ball here really quickly. They're going to need a lot of luck, maybe an assignment bust, to even get close to thinking about hitting a field goal to win.
Bidet has attempted from 52 this year. When you think of his leg, I would think you would reasonably try from 58, 59, 60 if you're the Alouettes.
You try from anywhere, yeah.
What do the Riders do? Do they hammer this ball deep?
Yeah,
do
right
they
now
pound
the
a
Riders,
squib at somebody?
No, I wouldn't be surprised to see a squib kick, but the way they've been covering here, I'm kicking it as far as I can.
And Lowther from the 25 put one essentially to the end line. So expect him to just hammer this ball. And it's going to come up a little short. Murray Lawrence from his 10, 20, 25, runs into his own man, 30. Murray Lawrence still alive. Riders trying to hold him up. He'll be down at the 32-yard line. 17 seconds on the clock. First and 10 from the 32. If you think they need the 50, they've got to move it 28 yards.
And should good mention luck hearing anything.
The field goal for Lowther, $3 off any large pizza at all participating Western Pizza locations next Tuesday. 27-25. Riders with the lead. Player down on the far, far side of the field for the Riders. I believe that's Chad Jeter. Trainer's going to go get him. It will give us a chance to discuss what's about to happen. 17 seconds, three plays or so. They should be able to get off, you would think, the Alouettes.
Yeah, the Alouettes will be able to get one. I really think that if they get one, it'll be between the hashes. I don't see them being able to go up the sidelines here. I think that they'll have to rely on something in the middle of the field, and then they're going to have to get on their horse. They're going to have to get down. They're going to have to spike the ball. So there's not a ton of time. And even if they spike the ball, get the clocks up, and run another successful play, will they have time to run on the field and kick the field goal?
The important part is, when it comes to the final play, you just need to be down with 1 second on the clock. You don't have to get out of bounds for the final play. Jeter is off the field, left hash mark, first and 10 from the 32. Riders showing four at the line of scrimmage. Judge is on the edge, looking like he's going to come as a fifth player. Adams takes a snap, six come in fact. Adams gunning the sideline for nobody in particular, incomplete. Second and 10, 13 seconds to go.
And Earl Okine absolutely whacked Vernon Adams coming around on a D-line stunt. They brought six. They looped Okine in through the A-gap, and he gets his big 6'7 frame in on VA. Second and 10.
From the 32. The down doesn't matter to the Alouettes. As Cody Fajardo and friends try to stir up this crowd at Mosaic.
Yeah, Montreal's going to need a miracle, DT.
Defensive, but the corners are 12 yards off. Looking to the boundary, pump fake. Going downtown for Eugene Lewis in front of two men. Gainey tips, and it's incomplete. And it'll be third down, Alouettes.
Yeah, that's ball game, because you got 6 seconds left. And the way VA is going to have to hold the ball to let receivers get down the field, you're going to expunge the rest of the clock just by doing that. Gainey's doing push-ups because he dropped a pick. He's lucky Eugene Lewis didn't get behind and get that ball after he tipped it. But barring a complete just mental breakdown, the Riders are going to end up winning this one on a beautiful Saturday night.
What will the Alouettes do? Will they go 4-by-1, try to isolate a bunch of people to the field? They'll go back in their 3-by-2 formation, 3 to the wide side. Riders show blitz. They're bringing 6 men to the line. They're going to bring them all. Not letting VA have any time. And they'll get the sack. The Riders got the walk-off sack. And it's Micah Johnson.
What a defensive call by Jason Shivers.
He brought the blitz.
Yeah,
he brought two linebackers.
He's got like 5 safeties back here. And he knows that VA is going to have to step into a throw in order to get it downfield. And he just didn't give him a chance. And Micah Johnson, who's played – who's got two sacks in a row now.
The officials are talking because there was 1 second on the game clock. The official came and waved the flag like the game is over, and now they're talking. I think we're just going to presume that the game is over and go down to Michael Ball on the sidelines with Naaman Roosevelt.
Okay, here with Naaman Roosevelt. Naaman, we don't know if the game's over for sure, but I think it's over. What a comeback again by you guys on home turf.
I mean, you know, we made the plays when it counted. We didn't play our best game, but I think we just made the plays when we counted. And Cody led us down the field. Shaq made a big play.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just relentless. That's it, man. We just a relentless team.
You and Manny are the graybeards in this receiving core. How much have you helped a guy like Shaq Evans? Because you're in the trenches here making the big catches.
I mean, Shaq just, man, he wants to get better every day, man. We work hard at practice, and he just, and all of them, they just want to get better every day. So it's just them being out here, you know, working hard, focusing. I mean, in the film room, doing what they do, just understanding the game, and they're getting a lot better every year.
Okay, last question. Boring Thursday night in Regina. You spray paint your cleats. It's 80s night. You could see these things
in
Saskatoon, man.
I mean, I heard it was 80s night, so I wanted to do something a little flashy and get some lime going. And, you know, I'm happy we got the win. It was an exciting game. And, you know, I love these games like this. It's just fun.
Hey, guys, the president is smiling ear to ear. Rough Riders win again.
Naaman Roosevelt, 4 catches for 64 yards. The second leading receiver in this game, and the Riders win. The scoreboard for Quality Tire. At Quality Tire, we know tires and service. 10 locations across Saskatchewan and online at qualitytire.ca. 27-25, the Riders win again. They keep pace with the Stampeders and give us cause to celebrate. For AGCO, SGI, and A&W, Luke and I return with the fifth quarter and the post-game show next on the Cooperative Rough Rider Radio Network.